excuse me, N0TR, mobile. Before, but give me your handle, your name.
Lima, Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
In business, Lloyd, let me turn my background radio down and the music I don't like anyway. Well, Lloyd, good afternoon. It's just now 12:03. We're just leaving for the daughters to take her down some eggs and look at a skillet.
That's definitely good. I took the half a day off today because it's officially that me and my wife are adopting a three-year-old that we've had since she was like 8 weeks old. So it's becoming official today from anywhere from noon to from 2 to 5.
Congratulations. That's a hard procedure to go through from what I've been told. I wrote a recommendation for a family here several years ago, and they never got theirs yet, so I know it's not easy, but the rewards are great.
Yes, sir, it is. The three-year-old now has already been in our foster care since she was that same time frame, and they terminated the mother, the father's unknown, so that made it easier to go ahead with the adoption process, and it's the second of foster children that we've adopted. I've got one natural child, and now it'll be two adoptive.
You're either got a great heart or a fool for torture. We had two girls, and they were pretty much opposites, but around me, I never had any problems, but later in life, they told me as they got older that they had their problems between each other, but I guess sisters and brothers do that.
That is definitely true. If siblings don't have an issue, then there's definitely a problem that they're either hiding it very well or just you really got to watch even closer because they're keeping stuff, you know, bottled up.
Including our grandsons. One of them is an extrovert and one of them is an introvert. Oh boy, my daughter sent me a picture yesterday and their whole lacrosse team bleached their hair. He's got beautiful hair. He's a big, huge boy. He's 16 and curly hair and 6'4". Oh my, you looked rather funny with that yellow hair yesterday, but it's all in good, you know, being just the whole team done it.
I bet that was funny to see.
Out of one green or purple. That's the trend nowadays. Something's happened up in front of me here. Somebody lost a whole load of something, and this is in a bad spot, Lloyd.
Where's the unexpected unloading of their cargo?
Here by Willis's store, and it's when they lose. It looked like mulch or dirt. It went all over the road. They was pulling a trailer behind the. Behind a big pickup truck. Luckily, there were some boys from the filling station come out there to help them out. So I'll kind of blink my lights at people and let them know that there's something going on back up there, and they can slow down.
Yeah, I'm just glad I don't have to cross over that pod 85. In my route to Simpsonville.
It's up here on Highway 101, just before you get to Cunningham Lake. But it's still highly traveled now. It wasn't when we moved here 13 years ago, but it is now. They've built so many houses around here. and it's right on the right after a curve, so that makes it particularly bad.
Yep, definitely 101 is becoming a major cut through, and there's a lot of traffic on that road.
Sad thing is it's getting worn, and they haven't done any repairs on it in a long time. They did about 10 years ago to some of it, and it was great with the traffic that was there, but the infrastructure's built so much where there was cattle and horses and that, now it's houses built by us. Thankfully, we're in a position where we don't have to look at them.
Yeah, I think a lot of the roadway repair systems are lacking because of you can't find the people, and there's just so much road that needs to be repaired that the people that do that can't be everywhere.
You're mobile. Yes, and the fact that they grow too fast, you would think with all of the excess taxes that they're collecting that it would be no problem at all because, well, for example, we drive half a mile over the hill from us, and there's 400 houses been built already there, and there's more coming, and it looks like they'd have such an abundance of surplus of money there that that would be no problem. But what you said makes sense. Maybe they just can't get the people and the equipment to do it with, Lloyd.
Also, just my personal thought, when people see those roads that need to be fixed, they need to contact their local government area to make sure that the roads are known to be fixed, contacting their public works, and if they don't get anywhere like that, contact their local representative so they know about it.
Fox News on our local Fox News, we don't have the big national one, but local Fox News here, Channel 21, they do a thing on that all the time, and you can copy a QR code and send your complaint to them, and then they'll do a show on it and then forward it to DOT and see what the answers are about getting it repaired or not. Scheduling and timing and all of those things, material and people are, of course, entered into that equation. But they do have a way to put their gripes out there, and they have. They've gotten many replies on that, and I think that's really good because these TV stations are required to do so much community stuff.
Yep, that is truly a good thing to see good news every once in a while instead of the depressing and the stupid stuff that goes on throughout the world.
Yeah, Lloyd, we just don't watch it. Don't want to be like an ostrich, you know, but they put a little bit of that craziness on the local channels, but not near as much. But we just watch Channel 4 and Channel 7 and Channel 21, but not the evening news at 6:30. We just stay away from it. It's depressing, and it's crocodilized too.
That's why most of the time during that time frame, either I'll be just watching something on Netflix or just bring out my tablet and start reading my books from there.
Well, I think it was dead wrong for that young Air Force National Guard guy to release those secrets the other day. We were taught differently when I was in the service. But it showed, and they really got upset about that. But other than that, all they want to talk about is Trump's sex life or something. But when they released that and showed that the Ukraine really was losing, and we were saying it wasn't, and that we had troops on the ground over there, and well, we didn't know that, and things of that nature was probably good for the public to know. Now, I emphatically disagree with his methods, and he's going to spend 15 years in the clink for it, I'm sure. But they don't like it when there's the truth released out there, Lloyd. Or mobile.
4PXB.
Dropped out there all at once there, Lloyd. But hope you're still enjoying this fine day. And 0TR.
My radio slid off in the floor and unplugged it, so I had to pull over and get all that set back up.
The one I got now is Velcroed, so it's pretty stable. And it's, the transmitter's remote in the trunk of the Avalon here, so that that makes it more gooder.
Yeah, my wife wasn't happy, and she definitely said no about putting any Velcro in the truck to secure it. So it's, but I got it secured, and it has been definitely secured any other time. It's just the fact that I had to make the sharp turn to keep from running into somebody that pulled out in front of me. So when I do that, it goes sliding in the floor.
First started out years ago, I had a HTX 202 handy talkie, and I had the same problems. And finally, I hooked a little amplifier to it, and it was like 1 or 2 watts in and get you 20 or 30 out, you know, and 5 watts in and get you 35 out, I think. That worked real well, and it let me have a more stable position for the handy talkie.
Yeah, this Yaesu FT2980 is definitely very secure, except when the odd occurrence happens like that. And now I'll be definitely looking to get something in the house and work on building an antenna for the HT that I have in the house right now, because I definitely want to venture and build my own J-pole antenna and go from there. But then I pretty much narrowed it down to the two base stations that, you know, we'll get, and now just got to save up the money and for that and a good place to put my antenna up.
I was trying to think. I had my mind on RF concepts, but it's not. That was on that amplifier I was talking about. The antenna I was thinking about, I can't remember the brand name on it, but they're readily available from HRO or DX Engineering for around $100 or less, and they're just a white vertical stick, and they work quite well for the money, and you can use them for a base station.
Yep, I'll definitely look into that and go from there, because whatever I put up, I definitely got it. Have it where it's hidden from the HOA, because the president of the HOA, it lives across the street from me. So, yeah, and I've got the trees that are on that line that separates me and my neighbors, and they're probably about around 20 feet tall.
Can't think of the name of that brand right now. I got one downstairs. I was going to. Well, I used two anyways. I got one in the carport on it, and then I have one that I transmit on from my basement rig, and they work just great. I have no problem with them whatsoever, and I just can't remember the brand name. Rusty, if you're on there, you might remember the brand name, but at any rate, it wouldn't take much to figure it out. Just get you a ham radio outlet catalog, or go to DX Engineering's website or HRO's. And if anybody asks you what it is, well, it's just an antenna to receive this HDTV over the air.
That definitely works.
It does not create any interference for anybody, and it's probably 3/4 inch in diameter and maybe 4 foot long, whatever the wavelength figures out at 146. And it's white, and just a clamp to a little piece of conduit or something like that, and very unnoticeable. So it's just an HD TV antenna for the local channels, and that should cover you.
Yep, I'll definitely remember that. Definitely want to be able to, since I've passed my general quite a while ago, definitely want to get into the high frequency stuff that Dylan can get on there and be able to talk.
Antennas for that you can put in your attic, nobody will see those either. But I don't know right off which one I'd recommend. It depends on the size of your house, of course. And then you can put up copper-clad steel and string it through the trees. Nobody'd ever see that either.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to figure out. I'll definitely have something figured out.
But that other one, it just an HDTV antenna. I don't think, as long as it, don't stick out in the front yard or something, you're not going to have a problem. You can just about put it anywhere. You can put it in your attic and it worked fine. And get your local repeaters on it, Lloyd. This is N0TR Mobile.
Because I was talking to Dave, and he mentioned that with the baseline that I have for the tree line, it's about 44 feet and probably about 20 feet up. So he mentioned about the highest it would be able to normally receive would be about the 40 meter, anywhere from 40 meter and below.
Or above?
He actually said, and below.
Well, the lower the frequency you go, the longer the antenna is going to be.
All right. Yeah, and I may be mistaken, like I said, I thought he said it pretty much the max that I would be able to get with the height of the tree and the base run would be.
Example, Lloyd, my Carolina Windham is 265 feet long, and it'll do 10 through 160. My Superloop will do 10 through 80, and it's 99 feet long, and my 160 meter vertical is about 100 long. With a counterpoise underneath of it, but the lower bands require the highest and longest length of antenna, and it don't take a very long antenna at all to go 10 meters down to 40 meters, which is 7 megahertz.
Yeah, my whole property line's not even that long. Because my side property line's only 43 feet.
Figured out pretty easily with 468 divided by the frequency in megas, I'll get you pretty close, but there's just so many ideas out there that I don't want to lead you in the wrong direction, but with the sunspots coming back, Lloyd, bands, for example, 12 meters is 24 megahertz, and I talked to a station that was 9,900 miles last night on Morse code.
Yeah, I know that was enjoyable. That's one thing that I haven't mastered yet.
Long time. Of course, it was a requirement for the 20 words a minute to get your extra class back then, and 13 for general. And I even had a Tech Plus, which was 5 words a minute, but it took quite a while to get your license because you had to mail it in and all of this stuff, but I didn't think I'd ever do Morse code again, and now it's my favorite mode. I really enjoy it. and you don't have to do it, but it's enjoyable. And it is a much better way of transmission than single sideband. But with the sunspots coming back and the solar flux going out, you'll be able to work all over the world on your house guttering almost. I've heard that done too. Anyways, that's a simplification. 73 is Lloyd, and you take care. We're down at the daughter's house now. I've got to deliver some eggs. KO4PXP, if I got that right. And 0TR73 is Lloyd.
Appreciate that. Talking on the way home, and I've definitely heard using my gutter is a good option also.